This project was basically started after realizing that groundwater is not being considered by the Nile Basin countries in the management of the shared resources. So this project was meant to come in to help the countries understand how important groundwater is in the basin and how the countries can jointly manage it as part of the overall water resources management.
Could you tell me how many countries are involved in this project?
Yes, Nile Basin is made up of 11 countries, but right now 10 countries have been involved. So you can say all the countries that are involved in the Nile Basin initiative have been part of this project.
Could you tell me what is this project all about?
This project basically is trying to get the countries appreciate how the importance of groundwater. Right? Most of our countries, it is groundwater, which is being used for domestic water supply. In some areas, it is being used for industrial development, for irrigation, but it hasn't been given adequate attention, again, because of limited information. So this project has tried, first of all, to get the countries to know, where do we find groundwater? How is groundwater linked to surface water? And which are the important areas where groundwater needs to be given special consideration? And how groundwater can actually be integrated in the management of the basin's water resources.
So how can nuclear techniques like isotope hydrology help in this project?
Actually, isotope techniques have been very, very useful in identifying areas where groundwater and surface water interact. Probably isotope hydrology is the only technique that can help you to do that. So areas where, for example, groundwater is flowing into surface water is flowing into groundwater, isotopes are very, very good at that. They are quite cheap, and you can do it instantly. Areas where wetlands are actually being fed by surface water or groundwater, isotopes help to do that. So these isotope techniques have actually contributed a lot and have complemented the existing techniques that we have been using in the basin.
How will this project benefit the people?
Ideally, the people are depending on water for their socio-economic development. There is no activity that actually doesn't involve water. So the moment you get the people to understand the kind of resource they have, how important it is, the areas where the resource is in plenty or is limited, the areas where the resource is likely to get polluted or not, then you are actually helping people to support their activities through a resource that is available in the right quantity and quality. So we feel that having this information is going to help the basin countries to plan better on how they can support their different socioeconomic activities so that they are sustainable today and in the future.